what's right here in front of me. As a citizen journalist, one has to be a jack of all trades, but my foundation is in awareness writing. Why that? Well, if the purpose of life is knowing who we are, what is that? It's an act of awareness, right? Love will attract us to its source, but realizing who we are is what then needs to be done. Bayazid captured the moment. Oh, thou, I. Why is it this way? Because whenever one of us realizes who we are, God meets God. How would you do it if you were alone and all there is? We don't have to wait for that moment in our many lives ourselves. We can understand the matter purely logically. It really is a no-brainer. God is everything. And God is no one thing to the exclusion of another thing. God is everything, nothing, everything, no thing. There is no second to God. If this is so, then we, being part of everything, must also be God. Part of God, a spark of God, call it what you will. We are nothing but God. There is nothing else, anywhere, in or out of creation, that is not God. So the matter is settled, if only purely from the rational, logical level of consciousness. While that could be enough to settle the question of our identity and to bring peace to the world, God asks more of us than simply getting it intellectually. We need to mount Jacob's ladder of realization. At its highest level, where Bayazid is hanging out, is realization itself, direct and immediate knowledge of who we are. There's no need for me to press people to honor and take up this journey consciously. We're all here already to partake in a coming planetary heart opening, to use the mother's words for it. This planetary heart opening is not ascension, I'm coming to that, but it's what's playing next at this theater. I've used a number of names for it. The event, as one commentator called it, the singularity, the solar flash, the wave of love, etc. It's a precursor to ascension, although both are heart openings. One temporary, brackets a preview, and the other permanent, brackets the show. The wave of love is a wake-up call. Everyone who is not in this class for Ascension 101 should leave now. Thank you. See you next time. I'm a citizen journalist here to serve the Global Military Alliance's plan, brackets, which is that the deep state should fall, and the mother's plan, brackets, which is that darkness leave this planet and that Earth become again a planet of love. See footnote 3. And primarily whom they hired to do this job was an awareness writer, a thermostat, a canary in the mineshaft. They asked him to go up with everyone else and write about it as just that, an awareness writer. There are constraints. Michael once said to me, words to the effect, that you're no good to me lying on the floor dead, see footnote 4. I'm not going to a hospital next time. I want to live or die and ascend, as if all of us are not already ascended. We are ascended, or we wouldn't be here this lifetime. But we're also incarnated, and this slab of meat we crawled into can actually give out, as I well know. Right now I'm managing as much as I can possibly handle. Someone of ill intent within the X structure, brackets, I think, has latched onto me and is making my life hell. Trying to get into my finances, calling me at all hours of the day and night, and multiple times each time. Sending me messages, and all in the name of Elon Musk, whom I love and respect. So far, they haven't gotten into my computer and stolen my contacts. I live in dread of that. Moreover, one day I can repost and the next day I can't. So you'll see me reposting some stories through X, but many I cannot. It's crazy making, which is what I think it's intended to be. And they've sold my information internationally. I was attacked through Western Union the other day from Nigeria with a request for money from Stephen Mark Becko. Now, who the heck knows my full name? Where did they get that from? I know that when the mind reaches a place it deems to be overload, it throws the switch and it goes blank for however long it takes to come back. Been there, done that enough times to know it's a tunnel with no cheese. So in the face of a loss of access to the easiest and most wide-ranging means of research, for a sole citizen journalist operating on a shoestring budget, who so far has been covering the waterfront, I'm going to have to cut back somewhere. I'm going to need to post more discriminately, stories that indicate a change in the weather or connect a few important dots, but not every attack by any illegal migrant or every fraud uncovered. Moreover, the situation in Iran for me takes precedence over almost anything happening over here, so a lot of energy will need to go there as well, but not as much as recently. The whole thing is unsustainable for one person. I'm going to have to meter myself out for now, and I'm not very good at that. As an awareness writer, first and foremost, I write about what's right here in front of me. This is what's right here in front of me at this moment. Love y'all. P.S. By the way, do me a favor. If you have a functioning X account, would you mind posting this to X for me? To let folks there know where I suddenly went to. I have no ability to post. Thank you.